From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The government's warrantless eavesdropping program is already causing harm to Americans and should be shut down. That argument today from the American Civil Liberties Union at a federal court hearing in Detroit. The ACLU has filed suit against what the government calls its terrorist surveillance program. It's run by the National Security Agency. The government wants the courts to block this and other lawsuits by arguing that such suits threaten to reveal what are called state secrets. NPR's Larry Abramson was in the courtroom, and he joins us now from Detroit. Larry, in order to argue that the program is harming innocent people, doesn't the ACLU have to know who's being monitored in the program?
Well, Robert, they say they don't. They're representing a number of journalists, scholars, and lawyers who regularly do research on topics such as Iraq, Afghanistan, civil rights in Asia. And they say that those topics put them at greater risk of interception by the program. And then they say, well, their fear of surveillance is causing them harm already. So it's not a theoretical idea. They're saying that the anticipation of surveillance is causing them harm. For example, some of the plaintiffs are attorneys who represent people who are implicated in terror investigations. And they say that since they know they may be monitored, they have an ethical obligation not to discuss privileged issues over the phone or by email because of possible interception. And because of that, they've actually been going overseas and meeting with people who they would normally talk with over the phone. So they say that's the harm and that it's already happened and that's why the program should be shut down.
That is the ACLU's claim, that have already been harmed. The government's response, do they acknowledge that there has been harm or do they dispute that there's been harm?
Well, they say that isn't harm, that's potential harm. You're reacting to the perception of other people overseas. You know, that's something we can't really be accountable for. And in order to show harm, they say, the government says, that you would have to investigate the facts of the case, how people are targeted for surveillance, and you can't do that because if we let out how we target people for these kinds of wiretaps, Al-Qaeda would know how to cloak themselves and would be able to avoid surveillance. That would harm national security, and the government says we have a right to block that kind of information from getting out into the public, and that should be the end of the suit, basically.
Well, there's a pretty obvious conflict here, which is if you honor the necessary secrecy of the program, as the government is suggesting, then you can't get at what would potentially be the merits of the suit being brought against the program. Won't the lawsuit ultimately founder on this question if the government isn't overruled on the issue of secrecy?
That's right. That's the rub. That's the big challenge. The ACLU basically wants to stay away from state secrets. They're trying to push this judge to rule on the constitutionality of this particular program without getting into state secrets. They're saying, we know enough about the program. The president has acknowledged he is wiretapping people without a warrant, people in the United States. That should be illegal. Just get to that point, judge, before you get to the state secrets issue. And, of course, the government wants everything to stop in its tracks right now so that they don't have to reveal any more information because they say we just can't. We can't talk about the facts of the case.
Today's hearing is on a motion by the ACLU to dispense with any further hearings, as I understand this. Is that what they're asking?
That's right. They're basically saying there's enough evidence out there, judge. You should be able to decide on the constitutionality of this program simply on the basis of what you have before you, and that should be the end of it. I think it's unlikely that the judge is going to make such a definitive ruling on this program that quickly, but that's where the ACLU is at.
And why is this happening in U.S. District Court in Detroit when it could be happening anywhere?
Well, venue shopping, I think, is the short, not very flattering term for looking for a district where you think you get a more favorable hearing. There are also other cases going on in lots of other districts in New York, Chicago, San Francisco, against different facets of the NSA surveillance. And the ACLU is hoping that they will get the best possible outcome by bringing the suit here.
It's NPR's Larry Abramson speaking to us from Detroit. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Robert.